What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Yeah, I got inspired yesterday, Benjamin. And we've done Ben Decipher's Grunge. What else have we done with him, Paulie?
We did Mumble Rap. Both of you guys did Mumble Rap.
That was very difficult. Yeah, and we needed a laugh today. I didn't know that this news was going to come down. It just so happened that Paulie had mentioned the song yesterday. Called Lips of an Angel by a band called Hinder. And Paulie had gotten in his head. Well, then once I heard it, I had to go listen to it again. Then I got on in a huge rabbit hole of butt rock. And butt rock, as it is referred to, it's interesting because if this is true, I love this. Some say the term originated from a radio station that promoted itself as being nothing but rock, like, all right, guys, it's 97.3, The Machine. Here we go with some, play nothing but rock. Here's some Creed. And there was this really weird time
we're
in
butt
music.
Sports.
What?
We're butt sports.
Yeah, we're butt sports. That's right.
Nothing but sports.
Butt sports.
The Padres have slayed the dragon. Listen to 97.3, The Fan. Nothing but sports.
Nothing but sports. So it's like the 2000s, and it's categorized, Ben, it's a derogatory term.
A subgenre
of rock and roll that some say lacks artistic merit and melodic complexity.
Thought it was just a term of endearment and appreciation.
The term is often used to describe artists who use raspy vocals or overly angsty lyrics. So there was this weird, like...
You've got a raspy voice.
Grunge ended. And it was like,
probably
all
like
right.
5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah, yeah. And then it was like, these bands came out and... Here was the weird thing for me. So I was in sales and radio at the time, and I worked for a station that pivoted from like the AC/DC classic rock thing into hardcore. I mean, Puddle of Mud, Stained, Creed, Nickelback, all of it. And I was in sales then, so I was selling the station. So when we'd go to our, all right, guys, we got our big annual concert coming up. Stained is your headliner. Puddle of Mud is going to be on there. I've seen them all. I mean, I saw all of them. We had to listen. I mean, it's the station we worked on. That's what we listened to. And I guess I never realized how difficult it is to decipher. So I thought it'd be a fun exercise for
right,
you.
Yeah, let's see. How many songs do we have here, Paulie?
Five. Little butt rock songs for you.
Get ready to listen. Remember, I need a couple. I'll take some notes and then I'll give you my final answer after the second go through.
All right, here we go. All right, so song number one.
All right. And you come on, lit up again, fly it on. I love the cocaine. I love the cocaine. Okay, I'm writing down a couple of words that I thought I heard. Who is this?
This is Buck Cherry.
Okay, Buck Cherry.
And the song... All right, I'm not going to tell you the song.
Okay. And you come on, lit up again, fly it on. I love the cocaine. I love the cocaine. Okay, I guess I'm on and off again. I love your flying. I'm knocking, 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 knocking.
No.
One more time, please.
What? I guess I'm on and off again. I'm flying high, I'm knocking, knocking, I'm knocking, knocking. Not quite right at the end.
No.
Wasn't that far off, was I?
Yeah, massively.
You weren't really close at all.
And yes, I'm all lit up again.
I'm all lit up again.
I love the cocaine.
Cocaine. Got it. Okay.
Save that.
And what's that called?
It's called Lit Up.
Lit Up.
By Buck Cherry. I thought I started with the easiest one. So they're going to get
That's the easy one. Yeah. I heard almost nothing of that one. All right. Let me put my...
Here. Number two. She calls me to life and I wear the David mask.
I guess the stones are coming to face her now. Yeah.
Okay, I got some of that.
All right. She calls me to life and I wear the David mask. By the way, I've heard that song a billion. I saw them play that to me in a conference room, which was really uncomfortable, on acoustic guitars. No idea what they said until I looked it up this morning.
Here's what I got. She calls me a liar the way I wear the David mask. I guess the stones are coming to best the... And I couldn't quite make it out at the end.
You're so close.
Anyway, that was pretty good.
She calls me Goliath and I wear the David mask.
The David mask was right.
The David mask was right.
I thought that had the least chance.
David
of being
and Goliath.
Right.
Okay. She calls me Goliath, and I wear the David mask. I guess the stones are coming too fast for her now.
Okay, they guessed the stones.
Yeah,
that was actually one of my all-time better guesses.
All right, this is
okay. Who was that again?
That was 7 Mary 3, and the song is Cumbersome.
7 Mary 3.
Yeah, all right. Did pretty good there.
All right, number three. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know that's Creed.
It is Creed.
And I actually think I know the first half of the lyric, but the second half I need to hear again. So let me hear it one more time.
This is just the second part?
No, just... Can you take me higher to a place where golden stream? Okay. I mean, that's Higher by Creed.
Yes.
Can you take me higher to a place with golden trees?
So close.
Oh. Was it golden tea like the golf game?
Nope. Try again. Golden.
I like playing golden tea.
To a place with golden...
Trees, tea, golden...
No, it's not a tea.
Golden... It's definitely a T sound.
No.
No, it's not? One more time, Paul, at the end.
Oh.
Nope.
Still hear trees.
Streets.
Streets?
Yeah.
Ah.
So close.
All right. Yep. Sort of.
This kind of sounds like he says streams, but that would...
I hear trees.
That would be weird. A place with... That would be weird.
Yeah. I just want to go to a place with golden tea.
Okay. All right, now this one,
okay.
I had to include my beloved Deftones because they had some butt rock in them back in the day. No way he gets that second part. No chance.
I got a little bit of it, but I thought the first part was just as hard. All right, give it to me one more time.
No idea.
I watched a train and you, it's like you never have wings.
Oh my God, that's pretty good. No, it's close. I watched a change.
A change? Well, that makes more sense.
In you. It's like you never had wings.
Oh,
yeah, pretty good.
Fairly well on that one.
We have a little butt rock aficionado over here on our hands.
Wow. All right. This is definitely, I've definitely done better on this than I did on any of our other ones.
I will give you $1 billion if you get the next one. If you get the next one with 100% certainty,
okay.
I will give you $1 billion.
I want
deferred.
Three lessons.
It's deferred.
Yes.
But I will give it to you.
Well,
Is that it?
I got one. I definitely thought I heard at least one of the words. That's a short one. I'm getting close here. I'm getting close. Give me one more, and I'll give you my answer.
What is he even saying?
I'm going to break down in agony and ecstasy in overtime.
Oh, you were so close.
I was?
A breakdown agony said ecstasy in overdrive. You almost had
$1 billion.
Billion dollars.
Not bad. Who was that?
That was White Zombie, Thunder Kiss.
Huh.
All those songs, by the way, you could hear it explicit. Like this weekend. Yeah. Like every single one of those I've seen in put in action. You did really well at Ben DeCipher's Butt Rock.
This is definitely the best I've ever played in this game.
I don't
hate the genre, that's for sure.
Well, the funny thing is I thought I did. And then I went down that rabbit hole yesterday, and there was a Spotify playlist called Butt Rock Bangers. And I've been listening to it for... My wife walked in this morning. I was in the shower, and Creed Higher was on. She goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "Well, it's for a bit, but I'm also finding myself weirdly into this Stained and Creed world that I was in for a day or two."
Is my beloved Papa Roach considered Butt Rock?
Oh, yeah.
I would think so,
Oh, yeah. It's right around that same time. It was a weird time in music, but I think I'm into it. Pauly, maybe for the drive today, we get a little bit of Butt Rock Bangers.
You know, I'm in.
All right, let's go. Let's go. I'm excited. It was great. You did really
Thank
well.
You.
You did really well.
It really is stripper music, though.
It really is. Dancer. Exotic dancer.
I prefer when they do the 80s music that I can...
Like what?
Like
what
I know the words, too. Just, you know.
Like Christopher Cross?
You're right.
No. It's got to be like
hair metal or
Madonna or...
Madonna.
Isn't that...
A dancer dancing to Madonna? Maybe.
I would think so.
I don't know. We'll check it out this weekend. That was great. You did really well.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Any update?
No, I have not gotten any more updates on Roki Sasaki.
All right. Well, Pauly, we'll have a Rindle report coming up real soon. We will get out of here and drive to Arizona to Fantasy Camp. Make sure you tune in on Tuesday as we'll be back on the air.
Whole station off on Monday.
Whole station's off on Monday. Don't yell at us. It's a national holiday, so we'll be off.
Yell at Martin Luther King.
That's right.
If you want to be mad at someone.
Matt, you don't be mad at us, man. I mean, we're told to take the day off.
He didn't make that a holiday.
No, he didn't.
All right, that means we got four NFL playoff games and the college football championship.
That's right.
So let's review our picks and what we think about the games coming up, and then we'll finish up with a Rindle report. And obviously, if there's any more news from baseball, of course, we will have it for you.
That's exactly right, my friends, and good news for you. Underdog available to play right here in California now, the best place to cash in on all your takes during the playoffs. Which players will go off? Which ones are ice cold? Over 5 million happy players, $2 billion won. Underdog makes it fun and easy to cash in on all your favorite athletes' performances. There should be some really, really good performances this weekend in the NFL playoffs. How good will they be? That's up for you to decide, higher or lower on player stats, yards, touchdowns, interceptions, and more. You can mix and match with football, basketball, college football on Monday. Listen, there's a lot at your fingertips there. And go to Underdog today. I've been having such a blast. I will post my Underdog selections on my Twitter feed this week, and we can all play together. Be great. Underdog, the best place to play. Pick 'em. If you download the app, make sure you sign up with the promo code Woods and make a deposit today. You'll get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. Use the promo code Woods when you do sign up. Must be 18 and over, present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Had a little local college basketball last night. UCSD Tritons bounced back from their loss to UC Irvine. Interesting situation, though, Woods. They went up to play Long Beach State on the beach, always plays in the pyramid. You might have been able to see it from the 405. It's a pyramid-shaped arena. But yeah. They got there, and they said, we got a problem. I don't know what the problem was, but the facility was like they're unavailable or something. So they had to move over to like an auxiliary gym and play an actual Big West basketball game in front of, you know, just like
interesting
five rows of bleachers and pack them in there, and they absolutely destroyed.
It's like Paulie at the
Long
Tier
Beach
One
State.
Games.
Yeah, yeah. It looked kind of like the gym at USIU where you play your games. They just went and played a real Division I college basketball game in this little side student gym, which was really weird. But the Tritons didn't let it bother them and ended up cruising to an 80-54 win. USD also played last night at home at the Jenny Craig Pavilion, hosting Washington State. Remember, the Cougs are playing their basketball in the WCC this year, along with Oregon State, because they don't have a conference anymore with all the other Pac-12 teams gone.
Yep.
And Wazoo jumped out to like a 13-0 lead, and it looked like USD was going to get absolutely bodied again. And then they came back, and I don't know if you saw it on social media, but there was a freshman for USD. And what was his name? It's from Carlsbad High School. His name was Tony Duckett. Had two poster dunks, like SportsCenter top 10, over two big guys, one hand, tomahawk, throw it down. Absolutely crazy dunk. He's not that tall. He's like a 6'5 guard. And just went up and like two of these, you don't usually see that. They rallied, took the lead, up like with a couple minutes to go, and then blew it. And Washington State went on a late run to win 65-61, unfortunately. So it's been a tough season for Steve Lavin's team at USD. They play at LMU on Saturday. UCSD plays at UC Riverside. And, of course, the Aztecs return to action tomorrow for Brian Dutcher bobblehead night. We have one
reserved
for us, hopefully.
Yeah. Yes.
5 o'clock against UNLV at Viejas Arena. They were Joe Lunardi had the Aztecs as a 9 seed in his new bracketology this morning, which is always a tough place to be because even if you win that first game, I think he had him going up against Duke in the second round in Cooper Flag. So you want to win a few and get yourself off the 8-9 line at least if the NCAA tournament, if you have dreams of making a deep run in March Madness. So that's a little college basketball update, but we're going to turn our attention to football this weekend for sure. Made our picks yesterday. For the four divisional round matchups in the NFL playoffs.
Give me the schedules, would you?
All right, so here's your schedule again. Tomorrow, it starts out with Texans at Chiefs at 1:30, and that's ABC and ESPN. And I do believe we have some, if not all, of these games on 97.3 The Fan.
Everyone.
Every single one of them you can hear right here on 97.3 The Fan. Fantastic.
You're home for football.
Let's see. And then Pauly put our picks down that we made yesterday here. So let's see. I took the Chiefs. Woods, you took the Texans.
And the points, yep.
And Pauly and I took the Chiefs in that one. And then tomorrow's second game is Commanders at Lions, 5 p.m., Fox and 97.3 The Fan. I've got the Commanders. Woods, you've got the Commanders and the points. Pauly is taking the Detroit Lions. And we had Daniel Jeremiah on earlier. He seemed pretty high on the Lions in that one.
I mean, I'll be elated. I love them, too. That's another team I really enjoy watching, so I'm not going to be mad.
I'm holding out. Maybe it's a little bit of pride, but I'm holding out for a Detroit and then whoever wins Buffalo and Baltimore for the Super Bowl.
That would be a good Super Bowl.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, Detroit-Kansas City wouldn't be a terrible Super Bowl either.
I think everyone's got
people are tired.
Kansas City lash, but yeah.
Tired.
But it's cool seeing them try to defend it.
You got a team going for a three-peat, and you know, you're either rooting for them or rooting for
them. There's a compelling story there going for the three-peat for Kansas City, but I'm not unhappy if Buffalo or Baltimore is playing for the Super Bowl. And then Sunday, first game is going to be Rams-Eagles at noon. That's on NBC. I took the Rams. Woodsy, you took the Eagles.
Yep.
Pauly's with me on the Rams getting the points in that one. Cross country on the road. Supposed to be very cold everywhere on the East Coast this weekend, Philly included. And then it wraps up with the big game, the Ravens at the Bills. And the Ravens actually favored still on the road at 3:30 CBS and here on 97.3 The Fan. Woods and Paul, or Woods and Ben on the Ravens, Pauly on the Bills.
Yep.
With that one. So
loser has to wear a pitch from the machine.
So, like, you're just going to turn your back and stand on home plate and just
pretty
wear
much.
One.
Can you aim it at the rump?
What if it,
right to the back?
At the butt?
Yeah.
Yeah, the don't say rump.
Don't say rump.
Rump is weird.
That's weird?
Yes. Just say butt. Rump.
Ass.
Ass.
The rump area.
He won't say it. The butt area. And, like, you can, you know, watch a couple and then just jump in front of one if you want. You can get hit in the arm.
You, can,
you just
like,
got to wear one.
Time it up.
You just got to wear it. It's not going to feel good.
I don't want it in the arm. I don't want anything that's going to damage my golf.
What if it hits you in the spine?
That's what I'm worried about, too. That's why I was thinking about the rump.
They may not let us do it, but, like,
you know, have to sign a waiver.
We'll figure it out. If you lose, I'll just throw one at you.
Thanks.
I don't throw that hard anymore. At all. And you definitely don't. So I'll take one from you.
I don't trust your control as much as I trust. I don't want to get hit in the head.
Oh, I can hit guys. I can.
You can.
Oh, yeah.
How come you can't hit the strike zone?
It's a great question.
Hoffman's heckling you, but you can hit guys.
If I hit, how many do I hit a year at fantasy camp? The over's 5.5.
It's like 3 a game.
It's at least 3 a game. I just dot people.
Is it always right-handers that you hit?
Always.
Or do you sometimes hit lefties?
I can't even pitch to a lefty. I have no idea how to throw to a left-handed hitter. I get at this advanced age. If you're a lefty, you're in good shape. I'm going to walk
you
up 4
pitches.
Exciting
news for everyone who's listening, who's heading to fantasy camp. If you're facing Woods, prepare. Prepare to get dotted.
I don't want to pitch. I do not want to pitch at all. I just want to play first.
But don't charge the mound. He's definitely not doing it on purpose.
No, not doing it on purpose. I just can't pitch.
Doesn't have the control.
Yeah.
And then Monday, got the college football championship game from Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes. What's the latest line? 8?
I thought it was more.
Is it even more than that?
I think I got it at 8.5.
8.5. Notre Dame is the underdog.
Heavy dog. And now we're going to be together.
Yeah, I should be there by then.
Okay.
Going to drive over on Monday.
I don't know that I want to watch it with you.
You don't have to.
You're going to be rooting against me.
Not rooting against you.
You said that you were rooting for me, but I know you.
I just don't really have any love for Ohio State.
I know. I definitely don't.
And I do like Marcus Freeman.
Yeah.
If there's one person in the entire game on Monday that it's hard not to like,
Tim,
it's Marcus Freeman.
Yeah.
You know, felt like he's not your typical college football coach and certainly not your typical Notre Dame coach.
No, not even close.
No.
No. It's been a very refreshing hire. Very refreshing.
I mean, he was... he got the job after Brian Kelly left.
Yep.
And he was... Was he just an assistant?
Yeah, he was an assistant.
And he was promoted.
Yep.
From within. Young guy.
Yep, young dude.
They didn't go the old, let's get the biggest name we can. Let's get the old white guy. You know, they're Lou Holtz in here.
Yeah, the Charlie Weiss, you know,
They actually took a chance,
yep.
a risk. Excuse I'm sure me. There were some boosters who were going, no, this is not, we're not doing this. We're not just promoting our coordinator and making this guy with no experience as the head coach of Notre Dame.
What a pick. What
and,
a pick.
And it's worked out brilliantly.
Yeah, beautifully. Beautifully. Well, he's already won more big games than Brian Kelly ever won, and with a lot less bluster and a lot less ego and... And, yeah, man, it's a big one. I mean, look, this has the potential to be a really crap sports week for your boy, right? This news this morning and then that on Monday. My buddy Sean tweeted earlier. He's like, we need that Irish win more than ever. Yeah, I could use a dub for sure.
I know you, though, and you feel like this is kind of gravy at this point for
Notre Dame. To this point, no. Now that you've made it, there. Because here's the thing. People like you and other people will never respect Notre Dame until they hoist it. It's not the Final Four in basketball. How much love do you give San Diego State for making the Final Four? So
tons.
Much,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
That's right. Like, oh, but mission accomplished. You will not give the same love to Notre Dame if they keep it close.
I see what you're saying.
You may, but others will be like, knew it, I knew it, yeah, right?
I,
so
I know how you feel.
You but have to
They've undoubtedly done a better job.
Yes, you have to hoist
in
it.
Remaining nationally relevant than their biggest rivals, schools like USC,
100%,
who have failed miserably at staying, other than the USC brand, but in actual terms of competitiveness, Notre Dame has gotten further more often than teams like USC.
Yeah, and so, but no one will respect them unless they hold it up. Even if they keep it close, if they lose, it'll be they never belonged.
But if you win,
suck it. I mean, suck it.
And 1988 was the last one.
Nobody can say a word. If you win, you've got at least a decade or more. After Indiana, Penn State, Georgia, and Ohio State, nobody's saying a word. You can't say a word. I will be insufferable. More insufferable. Actually, I won't be. I'll just be really happy and elated. Elated. So, yeah, it's a big one, Monday.
That's what we got to look forward to this weekend before we rejoin you on Tuesday. Still, we got one more segment, though. Paulie's got some bright news for us from the world of college basketball and more in our Rondo Report. That's how we're going to finish things up here on Ben and Woods. First, though, Woods and I want to tell you again about trust and will. Over the holidays, we were kind of presented with what trust and will is, and neither of us had really given a lot of thought to our personal documents, our legacies, what would happen if something happened to us and we were gone. Honestly, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. And then I learned it really is a big deal. Even if you don't feel like you've got a ton to leave, you can save your family a giant hassle. Court costs, fees, probate fees as well, just by putting together a simple document online in a few minutes.
Yeah, and even with a will, probate is unavoidable. So only a trust can help you bypass that entirely. And that's not something you want your family involved in. And again, the drama that can ensue when someone passes away, you don't want that either. So make it very explicit what your wishes are by going to trustandwill.com. Use the promo code San Diego. It's all one word, and you'll get 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plan documents by, again, going to trustandwill.com. Use the code San Diego.
Another benefit is possibly saving big on property taxes. If the title has to transfer and they reassess the value, you could be leaving your loved ones with a huge property tax increase. There are ways to avoid that just by going to trustandwill.com and setting your wishes in order. So again, as Wood said, use the code San Diego, all one word at checkout. Get 10 and get your document shipped free at trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com. The Padres aren't the only local team in the torture chamber right now. Not getting nearly as much attention, but it's been a rough offseason for the San Diego Wave. who traded Jaden Shaw, their young 19-year-old superstar, to North Carolina after she requested out. And now the rumors are that they're planning to sell Naomi Girma, their huge defensive star, perhaps to a European club for like $1 million. It's like they had the best record in the league a year ago, and just everything just went to pieces this last year. And now there's been this giant exodus. I mean, they still have good players, and you know, hopefully they can bounce back with a new coach this year. But you talk about a team that was just on a meteoric rise, like 2 years, and they shot right up to the top of the NWSL. And then whatever happened, like the engine just stalled out, and they've been in a like nosedive for the last few months. It's been tough to watch. So, you know, sympathies out there. Padres aren't the only fan base going through it right now in San Diego.
It doesn't make me feel better.
It's not, you know, misery loves company. I get that.
Tell me more about why our town sucks right now for sports. Let's all just join in together. Hate it. Hate days like this.
Yeah.
At least I have a 6-hour drive to look down the barrel of. That's good. But we'll have fun. Me and Polly always have fun.
You will have drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I will see you on Monday.
At least my wife has made me feel completely and totally guilty, like a terrible father and husband, for leaving. That's good. At least Bo wasn't weeping openly about me leaving.
Because you've already said goodbye. You're going straight from here.
Yeah, we're leaving straight from here. He was so disappointed.
So you're really feeling the Friday afternoon right now.
Oh yeah.
Last you're watching the clock ticking, less than 20 minutes to go.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we're done, you guys are out the door and on vacation essentially.
I want that burrito from Mr. G's in Yuma.
What do you get? The bean and cheese?
Yeah, the bean and cheese. And then there. I get a carne asada, too. It's really good there.
They're small. You can get a couple and not feel like you've overindulged.
And I want a cinnamon zin in my mouth. And so I have to wait like 3 hours to get there. But, yeah, it was kind of a bummer. Bo was really upset I was leaving. Taylor did not care. I said, I'll see you in a week, buddy. He goes, all right.
Cool.
Yeah, literally. couldn't have cared less. And Bo is a wreck about it. So I actually think Hannah's picking him up from school early today. Is how much of a wreck he is. So,
ouch.
Yeah, not a good morning.
All right, we will let Paulie take the reins the rest of the way. The Rindle Report coming up after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Happy Friday, gentlemen. You know, we've tried to have some laughs. We've had nothing but pretty bad sports news most of the morning. Wanted to try to lift our spirits. We got some good news from the world of college basketball. One of the GOATs in sports broadcasting, long time sports broadcaster, friend of the show, Dick Vitale.
Yes.
He has not called a game since 2023, as he's dealt with a long list of health issues over the years, and he has been set to return. He's cleared. He will return to the air on Saturday. He's going to call the Duke and Wake Forest game.
That's fantastic.
Nice.
Big Irish fan, too, buddy.
Says here he has battled 4 different types of cancer in the past 3 years.
What a badass.
But he announced earlier this month that he is cancer-free.
Including, like, vocal cord cancer, right? Yeah. For a guy who's all about using the vocal cords. Very impressive that he has come back and wants to work again. So happy for Dickie V.
We need that that dub on Monday night for Dickie V, too. He's a big, big Irish fan. His daughter went there. I went there at the same time. Well, I didn't go there. I went to Holy Cross, but same time.
You went with the young Vitale. You were in South Bend at the same time.
I was, with a young Vitale.
Did not know that.
Yep. I believe her name is Sherry?
Sherry Vitale.
If I'm not mistaken.
It's all right. We won't hold it against you if you missed it slightly.
A little cloudy.
All right, we'll move on.
A lot of those years are for you, aren't they?
Yeah, very much so. Very much.
in the NFL. I think we talked a few weeks back about the NFL moving to Berlin, I think it was. They're playing all over Germany now. London, now Germany, and we've got a new international
game. Oh, my God. Why?
That has been announced. It's going to be in Madrid. And the Miami Dolphins will be one of those teams playing in Madrid next season. That was announced by the NFL this morning.
What's the end game? I've been asking this for a decade.
I think it's still moving a team over there.
You can't. It can't work.
I think the end game is that, you know, right now we're at the 17-game schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And some teams play 9 home games and some teams play 8.
Okay.
I think the end game is 8 home games, 8 road games,
and one
international game for every
team.
Every team. So you'd have like 16 international games every year. And then if you go to 18, I maybe even expand it more. That's just kind of my guess as to where they're heading. The problem is the NFL knows that these markets that they're bringing football to are pretty star for football, and they have enough fans over there that they will sell out all of these games. So they always bring the worst teams, it seems like.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Every single time.
Who's this one again? Miami.
It's Miami.
It's Miami, and then they haven't announced when this
team
game will be next season or the other team.
But they announced the Colts for the other game as the home team.
Yeah. It's like Colts,
it's
Jags,
like if the
Giants, Jags.
It's like the NFL taps you on the shoulder and says, you're hosting an international game, like the Jags get one every year. They're just telling you, we've identified you as one of the worst teams next year, and we are sending you overseas.
London.
There's a note here on the ESPN story that the Dolphins and the Chicago Bears hold marketing rights in Spain as part of the league's global markets program, which allows them to hold events and sign commercial deals in those locations.
Okay.
So,
money.
Miami's one of the teams. You could probably assume it'll be Chicago, another bad team.
I mean, I remember like one good international game. It was that Mexico City game. Was it Chiefs-Rams?
Oh,
really good.
We had just started.
Yeah,
wasn't it like 65-60?
Yeah, really good Mexico City game. And other than that,
that was unreal.
Feels like did the games have always been terrible that they sent to London and everybody else.
I thought the game didn't get played.
Well, one of them didn't get played,
and then they did get played.
Yeah,
it was.
And then
that was in L.A.
The one in Brazil, was that the really good game? The one that got moved?
I think they banged it there, and then they moved it to L.A.
I thought they had one.
I guess it was technically an international game played.
The one
LA.
In Brazil this year wasn't bad. That was Packers Eagles, right?
I don't remember.
It was week two in Brazil or something.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't totally remember exactly if it was a good game or not, but yeah. Dolphins and most likely the Bears.
It's not a needle mover.
Enjoy NFL football, Spain.
In Madrid. I mean, that'd be a fun place to go travel to.
Oh, absolutely.
Better than like Berlin or London, I think. Madrid would be amazing.
A lot of cured meats.
Yes, I love that. That's the first place your mind goes is to all the different meats.
Then checking menus online.
All the porn dogs you can get over there. All you can eat, buddy.
Mm.
When should we do that? Tuesday? Wednesday? Go have our dinner there?
I don't know. I don't know what your fantasy camp schedule is. For Wednesday, I've got the panel.
Oh, yeah. You're doing
and everything.
You're doing
so,
a panel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And then finally, kind of was waiting on something like this to happen with all the devastating fires going on in Los Angeles. Yesterday, it was officially announced the big benefit concert to raise money for first responders, for the recovery process, all of that. Fire Aid. And it's going to take place on January 30th at 6 p.m. Eastern time, even though it's at the Intuit Dome where the Clippers play. So that is 2 weeks from yesterday, Thursday the 30th. Fire Aid at... I'm sorry. This is and the Kia Forum. So I guess Intuit Dome and the Kia Forum.
They're right next to each other.
Yeah. So I guess it's more like a festival rather than just like one act after another. But so far, the people that have been announced are Lady Gaga will perform, Gwen Stefani, Billie Eilish, and Phineas, Jelly Roll, because why not?
Guy's busy. I'll say that.
Not okay.
He has to be there.
He doesn't scream like Lady Gaga, Gwen Stefani, Billie Eilish. Like they scream Los Angeles. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure they live there. I don't know. Maybe Jelly Roll does live there. He doesn't scream Los Angeles.
Jelly Roll.
Dave Matthews and John Mayer again. Los Angeles guy. Earth, Wind & Fire. Gracie Abrams, Joni Mitchell, Katy Perry, Lil Baby, Pink, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rod Stewart, Stephen Stills, Stevie Nicks, Sting, and Tate McRae. Those are all the confirmed artists for Fire Aid. It's going to stream.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yes, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I caught that too.
Maybe it'll just be Earth and Wind for this one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Earth and Wind. Actually, no wind. Ladies and gentlemen, Earth.
Earth.
Okay? The Wind and Fire is what got them. So we're now Earth.
Yeah, Fire Aid, it's going to be broadcast in some AMC movie theaters, okay, as well as Apple Music, Apple TV, Max, local television up there, Netflix, Paramount Plus, Prime Video, like every streaming service
they're
that you have.
Stream it, and you can donate while you watch and all that. I like those. I like those benefit shows. I think those are
great. It's usually because something horrible
happened. Yeah, like the Hurricane Katrina and all that. Like, yeah, you get some. The 9/11 one was insane. I remember that. But yeah, you want to have fewer of these.
Right.
That means less bad things have happened. But I'll watch some of that for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I still remember the original, like, Live Aid.
Oh, Live Aid, me too, man. It was unbelievable.
Like a memory from childhood.
100%.
And what year was that, like, 84?
Yeah, it was Queen, and I mean, Zeppelin reunited and played a Live Aid. It was ungodly good.
We Are the World.
That's different, I think,
wasn't it? We Are the Children.
That was just a single.
Was that just a single? Was it part of it?
I don't remember for sure,
but... It was a big thing, Paulie, in the 80s,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, Farm Aid was amazing. Amazing. So, yeah, I'll be all that. I'll do all that. I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen. Well, that's it for us.
No, it's not.
Oh, so I thought we could leave
six
now.
More minutes.
Right, no, man. That was a disappointingly short edition of the Rattle Report today. Counting on a few more minutes. I do have a couple of topics in reserve.
No. Paulie, we cannot have him going to his topics.
I don't know
reserve.
If you want to queue
the
up
Lakers.
Things Ben likes, or Right Said Ben,
we missed some things that Ben likes. It's been a while.
It has been a while. We have a couple minutes before we can get to that as well. One story we didn't get to. The reports of a new potential $5 billion global basketball league. Maverick Carter, who's LeBron James' longtime business partner / agent, is one of the advisors now to this new league, which, you know, we've seen football try to go global. We've seen, you know, it hasn't really worked out well for other sports. I would think baseball or basketball is got to be somewhat concerned because so many of the stars are from other countries that there will be something appealing. If the money is there to play in a major international league instead of the NBA, that the NBA could lose some of its top talent. And right now the idea is to have six men's and six women's teams playing in like this international super type league. You know, and they're looking to Saudi Arabia to invest it, as everyone is.
So it's Live. It's Basketball Live.
It's kind of like Basketball Live, yes. But again,
are we going to get like a 46-year-old LeBron James over playing over
I don't
there?
Think he's been reportedly interested, even though it's Maverick Carter. I don't think LeBron's in it. This might be Maverick's own deal. But, you know, like, I would think that for a lot of the European players and guys now, you know, coming from Africa and other countries, that an international league is going to hold a bit of an appeal.
Yeah, no doubt.
To everyone.
Well, I mean, and again, if you start money whipping people like you do, you know, if you're the LA Dodgers or if you're Live Golf, yeah, you're going to get some people. You know, like, that's it. I mean, never in a billion years did I think that I'd look over at Live Golf and see John Rahm over there. And he's like, sorry, you know, it's life changing. And it absolutely happened. So, yeah, you could absolutely see a star from college going, sorry, NBA, I'm not going to the Memphis Grizzlies.
I think it'll be more like the Richachets and Wembys of the world, though, who never make it over here.
Maybe not.
That might be the concern for the NBA losing some of the pipeline of foreign talent that they have built over the last few years.
Which is great.
You're always going to want to test yourself against the best. That's what the NBA right now. But
ask Roki Sasaki.
I don't know. We'll see. If they can hold on to it, if there truly is a
now I'm in my taking shots at, now I'm take now I'm in my taking shots at Roki Sasaki phase. I moved on.
It's not
quick.
Even official.
It's
yet.
Not even official yet, and I'm already in my taking shots phase.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised that, you know, 4 hours, because we heard the Roki Sasaki news right before we came on the air that the Padres were moving on to sign some of their other international prospects. A clear sign that they're out in the Roki Sasaki sweepstakes. But hasn't really been any, you know, there's certainly been no official word from anybody in the last 4 hours.
No.
Haven't heard from Roki's camp. Haven't heard from the Padres, Dodgers. The Blue Jays have been the only one that have made any noise by making a trade to acquire $2 million more dollars in international cap space, which they can throw at Roki Sasaki. Doesn't mean they've landed him, but they can certainly show him that they are serious about increasing their offer if that's, you know, if they feel like they're right at the finish line. But there's been nothing official at all over these last 4 hours.
But again, as you reported, you know, earlier, and you know, we talked about the tweet, the international players have prepared to sign and are signing with the San Diego Padres for, you know, a couple of million bucks here and there. Obviously, you're not going to do that. You're not going to tell that reporter that you're signing with the Padres today if the Padres are still, in fact, in on Roki Sasaki. I'm sure Jeff Passan is doing his due diligence as we speak right now. May not be getting any word back.
He only posts when it's
yeah,
done.
When it's official. So yep. There's not going to be any more speculation. And
But you got Andy Elston and Gwynn and Chris
yep.
to keep you updated
they'll,
the
they'll
rest
be watching
of the day
the,
for sure.
The Twitter feed as well.
And we will talk to you again on Tuesday morning. Before we go, first time this year. Things Ben likes.
I like the tanginess of the cranberry. Mm. I like reflecting. I like old-time rock and roll, too. You know I do.
I like NIL. I like my standard, very uninteresting haircut. I do like hearing people talk about how well it's going for the Padres. I like numbers. Oh, I like the bits. I like to be educational. I like when I get up, have a glass of cranberry juice cocktail. I like Adam Majer. I do like butterscotch. God. I like your tweets a lot. I still like this deal. I like to live my life after another famous Benjamin. Benjamin Button. I like when the Padres take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers. I would have liked to have tried something else. I like Darren. I've always liked Darren. I like watching LeBron and Anthony Davis. Sex by the fire at night. That's what I like.
Wow.
I like Jake Cronenworth. The last couple of days, I really liked his swings. I do like horses. I like the Padres lineup. I like when things just flow perfectly. But I like Indian food. I just like a good, honest answer. I've liked what I've seen from Donovan Solano so far. I like that idea. I like 18 games in 18 days. You know, I like where the Padres are. I like
what
we want as a team.
I do too.
All of us together. I like to picture people actually in a recording studio. I like the way the Padres play baseball. What I like is the variety of the wins.
Yeah.
I liked everything about this week.
Did you? I did not.
Remember, some of these were recorded, previously recorded segments of Things Ben Likes.
I like the Padres lineup.
We got some reruns going on here.
It's going to sound different next year.
Things
sure.
Ben hates.
I love it.
Things
dude.
That make Ben sad.
Don't ever change. Please don't. And I know you won't.
I don't do a lot of change. Oh, I got a new haircut this week. My standard uninteresting haircut has been slightly upgraded.
That's something to hang your hat on, literally.
Some growth. Yes.
Literally. Growth. Yes. They asked me yesterday, Jake and John, about your haircut. I said he looks fantastic.
Hey, real quick, last time we are going to be out at Fantasy Camp next week. If you are a Padres fan listening in, be with us all next week. You're going to hear some amazing stories from so many different Padres alumni
and we'll have some
legends. It's going to be a
great
week.
You feel better a little bit. All right, Andy and Elston are coming up next. You guys have a safe drive to Arizona. I'll see you on Monday. For Paulie and Woods, I'm Ben. Have a great weekend. Rest of your Friday. From all of us here at 97.3 The Fan, so long.